Hello. Welcome to the final episode of The Thief's Tale, Season 2 of the Devil's Violin podcast. This time we have been telling a longer story across 5 episodes, so you really should listen to the previous ones before having a go at this one. And this is a story for adults. Our podcast is free. But if you wish to send a donation, you can do so at www.thedevilsviolin.co.uk/donate. At our website, you can also buy a download of this podcast and our previous shows. Our thanks go to the Arts Councils of Wales and England for their support with this project. The old thief, Conall Crovey, is in a tight scrape. The King of Ireland has caught him in the act of stealing the King's favourite stallion. Instead of boiling Conall in oil, the King has said he will grant Conall a quick death, provided Conall can tell the tale of a time when he was in even more danger. Up a tree, in a storm, surrounded by monstrous cats. Just then, into the valley came his lordship and his men with a pack of hounds searching for me. The cats liked the look of the lord. He was an ample man, and I was all skin and bone, so they turned on him. Such a battle there was then. While they fought, I jumped down from the tree and ran. Presently, I heard the hounds yelping. His lordship had got the better of the cats and now had resumed his chase. I ran headlong through the heather. What was that? A ruined castle. I could hide there. I made for it, through a gateway, under a rusty portcullis, into a courtyard. I saw a hefty wooden door, and wasn't it unlocked? I jerked it open, ran inside and slammed it shut. What was this place? What kind of a hall has 3 dead men hanging from hooks on the wall? There was a fire, an enormous cauldron, and I could hear weeping and laughter. I saw a woman holding a dagger over a baby. She pressed it to the child's neck, but the baby wriggled and giggled. So the woman sobbed and pushed the dagger against her own throat. I said, "What are you doing?" She looked up. "What are you doing? Get out of this place at once. Don't you know this is the castle of the ogre? He stole me and my child. He gave me a choice. Either the child has a quick or a slow death. Unless I kill my baby and boil him in a stew, the ogre will eat him alive." Now, in that moment, I remembered killing those poor men in the pit of the dead. Here was my chance to redeem myself. "This is what we'll do," I said. "We will cut up one of the corpses and put it into the pot." "But the ogre," said the woman, "will see a body missing." "I'll take its place. I'll hang myself from the hook." I grabbed a corpse and threw it in. But the flesh, said the woman, of a dead man is tougher than the flesh of a baby. We'll feed the baby whiskey. Once it is asleep, I will cut off one of its fingers. You make sure the finger is in the first bowlful that the ogre eats. Once the baby was deep asleep, I cut off his little finger. We hid the little one and cooked the stew. I heard the ogre approaching. I hung myself from the hook and pretended to be dead. In he came.
Hungry?
She ladled out a bowlful with the finger on the top. The ogre...
This is not the flesh of a child.
She said, that is the flesh of my only son.
Cut a hunk out of one of those fellas and then we'll see.
She picked up a knife and went to the corpse next to me.
Not that one. The flesh on that one is grey. The one beside. Yeah, that one.
She pushed the knife into the skin of my calf.
Not a strip, a chunk. I want a lump.
It was all I could do to hold in my screams. She carved a steak out of me and threw it into the pot. The ogre ate his fill and fell asleep. My life's blood was pouring from my leg. I was too weak to climb from the hook. I heard the voices of the dead in the pit calling and calling. But then I felt her lift me down. I saw her unsheath a great sword, a sword of light. She lifted it high, and with all the strength she could muster, she brought down the blade and cut off the ogre's head. I said, good. I die knowing I took four lives but saved two. The woman said, you don't have to die. I will put you in the ogre's cauldron of cure. She dragged me from the hall into a chamber where a golden cauldron hung on chains from the ceiling. As she raised me up to the edge of the cauldron, my sight was leaving my eyes and a death faint was spreading over my brain. The whispering of the dead grew louder and louder. But as soon as the waters of the cauldron touched my skin, my life returned to me. When I was strong enough to leave that place, I said to the woman, you must go your own way. There is a price on my head. And I never saw her again. In time, I met a woman. I loved her, and she loved me. She agreed to marry me if I would stop my thieving. I was ready to do so, and for many years I kept my word until these three young men came to our door. Now, Your Majesty, my tale is done. I go to my death knowing I've done more good than harm. In the pit of the dead I took four lives, but now I've saved five. A mother, her baby, and three brothers. The king's mother said, were you truly in the castle of the ogre?
Here's the gash in my leg that proves it.
The king held up his hand, and wasn't he missing a little finger? He said, I was the baby you saved. And my mother, the woman. The king himself untied Conall Crovey and embraced him like a long-lost brother. Such a feast was held then. I wish you could have been there. The next morning the three lads set off with the black white-faced stallion to make amends for the death of the King of Scotland's son. And Conall Crovey rode home with a sack full of gold. He lived a life of plenty with his wife for many a year and died a peaceful death in his own bed, in her arms. And there you have it. We do hope you enjoyed the thief's tale. We are Daniel Morden telling stories, Sarah Moody on cello, and Oliver Wilson Dixon playing violin. Oliver also mixed and produced the podcast. When circumstances allow, the Devil's Violin will be back on tour with a new show called The Beast in Me. At 8 o'clock next Sunday, Daniel will begin another story podcast. Links will be posted on the Facebook pages of Daniel and The Devil's Violin. Daniel's Facebook page is called Daniel Morden Storyteller. Or you can get to the podcast through Daniel's website, www.danielmorden.org. Thank you very much for listening.